Thank you for coming to my lightning talk. I am unmuted, I think.
Okay.
There's no red
it's
light.
Not red.
It's not red.
Sorry.
All right. So I work on FuzArc, a data parallel functional programming language. It looks like this. I'm not really here to talk about the language itself. The idea is that you write this kind of very conventional functional style, and the compiler chooses on your program, transforms it, optimizes it, and eventually generates code for GPUs or other parallel platforms. While we're talking about GPUs today. And then hopefully it runs pretty fast. That's at least the goal. It's by itself not a real GPU language. It's high level, but we have a compiler that generates GPU code. And it has three production quality GPU backends that are supposed to work for every program. One of them targets the API OpenCL, which is an open standard for, GPU programming, a little wider than that, actually. And it's implemented to various degrees by NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, and so on. So it's pretty widely supported. It's an open standard. So in principle, we should not need anything else, but we do. We also target CUDA, which is NVIDIA's proprietary API for running code on GPUs. It's pretty dominant, and it works pretty well on NVIDIA GPUs, but only NVIDIA GPUs. And then we also target HIP, which is AMD taking HIP and filing all the serial numbers, or running a Perl script and renaming CUDA to HIP. And then that works pretty well on AMD GPUs as well. So ideally, when we generate equivalent code from a compiler targeting each of these three APIs, we would expect identical performance. So is that actually the case? Do we get identical performance across these backends? I'll spot it, we don't. So the idea is that we will take equivalent benchmark programs written in this FuzArc language, but we can just imagine it's a library for GPU programming. It's not really the point of the fact that it's a language is not really important. But then we take these 48 benchmark programs, compile them with different backends, and run them on different GPUs, and see how fast they run. Well, the only change is how which API we target. And that produces a lot of data because we have 48 programs, three backends, and two different GPUs.